hoping to convince John Dingell and others in Washington. Residents in more than half the towns in New Hampshire have voted for a resolution to fight global warming. It calls for a national program to reduce greenhouse gases. Supporters are hoping the results will grab the attention of presidential candidates competing in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary. New Hampshire Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports from Concord.
I will open the town meeting for considerations.
Traditional town meetings are underway in New Hampshire. Here in Bosquen, a town of about 3,900, residents gathered in the local elementary school to vote on the budget and other town policies. But Bosquen resident Charlie Niebling is hoping his neighbors will support a resolution to address the issue of climate change.
I can't honestly think of a more local issue, particularly this winter, than the issue of climate change with the non-winter that we had.
Niebling was one of hundreds of volunteer activists across New Hampshire who either convinced or petitioned local government in 182 towns to bring the issue before voters. The global warming resolutions ask for a national program to reduce greenhouse gases. A local volunteer group called the Carbon Coalition organized the campaign. Founder and former Republican State House Representative Ted Leach says their hope is to force presidential candidates campaigning in the state to take a stand on the issue.
When it's raised in a candidate's appearance, we're talking to two audiences at that point. We're talking to the 200 people that are crowded into the room. We're talking also to the 50 or 100 members of the National Press Corps who are standing around the edge of the room and letting them report that back to people. So the LA Times is saying in New Hampshire, they're talking about global warming.
Leach points to how a similar resolution adopted across the state in 1983 brought the issue of acid rain to the 1984 presidential race.
At that time, they got it on 200 town warrants, passed it on 197. That made a very strong case for acid rain for all of the presidential wannabes who were wandering into the state after that.
But some outspoken critics say the non-binding resolution is nothing more than a publicity stunt generated by environmental activists. Charlie Arlinghouse, president of the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, says these resolutions don't belong at town meeting.
I think that resolutions like this are something of a perversion of the purpose of town meeting. Town meeting is there to govern town government, and this isn't about town government.
Arlinghouse says town meetings have increasingly been inundated with what he calls inane resolutions, including one that asked the president to bring troops home from Iraq and another that asked residents to agree that President Bush should be impeached. But Bosquen resident Jan Perkins says she's concerned about warming winters in New Hampshire.
People are worried about it, worried about the future of the grandchildren, great-grandchildren coming along, you know, what's going to happen, what their world will be like in comparison to what we've had and what we grew up with.
At Bosquen's town meeting, some residents were hoping the resolution would spark debate. But here, like in most towns across the state, the resolution came up for a vote late in the evening when most residents were ready to go home. Article 26 on Bosquen's list easily passed with no discussion.
Ready to vote?
Yes.
All those in favor of adopting Article 26 say aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
The ayes have it.
Supporters say that doesn't mean it's not on the minds of people in New Hampshire. So far, only a handful of towns have rejected the global warming resolution, and supporters hope presidential candidates will have to pay attention to the issue. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton in Concord.